Sure. Meeting of the Tinnick Board of Education, Thursday, September 27th, 2018, 1 o'clock p.m., Tinnick Boardroom. Members present, Heather Young.
Here.
Janice Boswell.
Here.
Helen Wall.
Here.
Superintendent Hughes.
Here.
Myself, Jeremy Snell, members excused, are member Real and member Haynes.
Okay, that is not coming in. Okay, do you want to let us in the pledge of allegiance?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Board President. Board members, we appreciate your time and being here for this emergency meeting. As you can see in the agenda, the reason for this meeting is only one item that is action required. The Tinnick School District has an annual Tinnick School District Early Literacy plan that we put together. Each year, oftentimes we amend and push forward a previous plan, but this year was required to develop and update a plan. Unfortunately, with the circumstances surrounding school times and principal duties and different jobs that we're trying to work on, one of our directors that works on this plan for their buildings was not on top of submitting it. That being said, we've spent a significant amount of time over the last 2 weeks putting this together. I will also say that I visited with Mr. Ward, who's the creator of this plan. He did send this off yesterday to Jennifer Bronson from the Utah School Boards, the State School Boards, the State Board of Education office. And she did review the plan, and she gave them some suggestions and sent it back. Principal Ward then met with another teacher, Amy Sorensen, and went through those notes, and they did make changes to this plan. So I will briefly describe the plan. The plan goes through and talks about each grade level and their focused implementations for K-3, so kindergarten, first, second, third grade. It talks about also the individual programs that are going to be utilized. If you look at the first page, you're going to look at in the right-hand column going down, evidence-based curriculum strategies. You're going to see HEDGRT. This is the skill that they need to succeed. HEDGRT is actually a program that's used to boost those that phonic awareness. If you look down further, you're going to see phonics and fluency, vocabulary, comprehension, oral language, and writing. Those are all the core areas that the students need to learn, and the evidence-based are curriculum and strategies that they use to do so. If you go down to section two, it says describe the assessment under the core instruction, and it will give you the programs they're using to assess these students. The biggest and most influential one that's utilized is DIBELS, DIBELS K-3. It's also, and then the KEEP, K-E-E-P, is a program that's utilized for kindergarten. These are state-provided programs. And it does talk about those programs measure primarily phonics and vocabulary awareness. You turn the page, you're going to continue to see more programs. If you're a parent of a student, you're going to hear the word Lexia. Lexia Learning is an online assessment that students take for each area of literacy. My students do it. I know Jeremy's students do it. I'm sure that Board Member Young's students have done it as well. It's used all the way into kindergarten, up through sixth grade. Now, it's used all through all grades, but it's also used in the grades above. This plan is for K-3 and not for any older grades, but I utilize some of these programs for after programs as well. If you look at section three, it says describe the tiered evidence-based intervention system available to students struggling to read proficiently. Now, this is our tiered program. And board members, you've come in and watched our tiered program where students that are reading on a level go out with other students that are reading on that level to work with an individual. And instead of having all third graders read together, we have students that are, you may have third graders that go read with fourth graders or fifth graders. You may have third graders that go down and read with second graders. Mind you, it has nothing to do with grade level. It has to do with reading level. And that they're going to a room and an instruction coach that is geared towards that specific reading level, not your age. And I know that back in the day, we would never have thought of taking a first grader and putting him in a room with a third grader. Because why would we do that? That's third grade, this is first grade. But reading is reading, and reading is level-based, not age-based. And so this section describes how they deal with tier one, tier two, tier three students. Tier one being a student that is very fluent on their level and moving forward. Tier two needing some intervention, and tier three needing multiple areas of intervention and change. If you turn the page, you're also going to see section four, which is the professional learning opportunities that the school is going to be able to provide through this funding and through this literacy program. As you know, and maybe I need to refresh you on this, but our literacy, early literacy money is spent by having teachers, each teacher in K 1-3 are paid in their salary out of this. Some school districts take their lump sum of money and hire a reading person and do it that way. Our district used to do that when the funding was much higher. After the funding continued to shrink, it was determined by prior administration for me and the board that this money would be taken and thrown into each individual teacher as a portion of their salary. Is there anything you'd like to add on that, Jeremy?
No, we pay $1,000 a month for the teachers in K-3. So $1,000 of their monthly salary is paid out of this program. So, and then any benefits that are applicable to that go with it. So.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the budget being just over $43,000 spent over four people, it's not a significant part of their salary, but it is a portion of their salary that we're able to pull from this funding because they qualify as a K-1-2-3 teacher. Does that make sense? Okay. The goals are listed, the local goals, and this is what we as the Board of Education are supporting that the elementary school is doing. And so just a brief summary there, it says that by May 27th of 2019, they will be performing at 16%, and we will provide ongoing professional development and further support with the DIBLs and things like that. So if you have a chance to read through those goals, those are the formidable areas that they're trying to impact. Goal number two is on the next page, and at that point in time, we're ready to answer any questions if you want to read through those, and then if you have any questions on them, I can answer them to the best of my ability. Principal Ward did ask if he needed to be here, if I wanted him here. I said, well, it's whether he felt like it wasn't transparent enough, and I said, if we get a question, I'm more than happy to call him or have him come up, but it is very straightforward as far as the goals oriented. And he had it viewed by the state as well.
So the teachers get the money to do it, to do this, and how is that spent?
Well, so right now, if we didn't have this, we would still be doing this. This is our plan for literacy in K-3, you know, and it's nice that we have a plan. We didn't plan on revamping it, you know, until last year, but I guess the key is that we would still be running our literacy program much the same, but by utilizing what we're already doing, putting it into form as an application, we will qualify for this funding to continue. K-3 reading, and maybe board member, board president, you would remember this, but K-3 reading, it started somewhere around, would it be 15 to 20 years ago? When was K-3 reading first implemented? First came out as a block grant.
maybe 14 or 15 years ago. I'm going to say it was my second or third year when I was here.
Yeah.
I think, so.
And it was very, it was substantial at the time. It was so substantial that we were able to just have one full-time employee doing it.
Half-time.
Yeah.
And so when it was run that way, we did see great benefits. We did the star reading. We did things like that program. But as that dwindled, we had to find different ways. But I will tell you right now, the program that we're running in the elementary school, I think it's shown very good leaps. It's just leaps and bounds for some prospective students. We've had students that come from other schools and come in and started that program and made significant progress to actually be, you know, a grade level below and to be getting on grade level by the time they're in their school year. I can't even testify to it as much as other teachers that have been on the trenches there, but it's been successful. And then back to the expenditures, yes, so the money comes out, as Jeremy mentioned, the block amount of money, and he takes a portion of that money and spreads it over those four teachers 12 months out of the year, and it's paid out in that respect. It's not, like I said, it's not like it's 25% of their salaries. It's not even at that amount, I wouldn't say, but it's, you know, it is a percentage of their salary.
Small amount. Small percentage.
And so the goal is, after this meeting, if approved by the board, I will then start working to submit to the state through the district's portal so that they have it by October 1st.
So you'll be able to get it in by then?
Yes. My goal is to work on it this afternoon and possibly tomorrow. The business administrator is the approver of my submittal, so then I would need to contact Jeremy tomorrow. He'd probably need to come in and spend an hour just talking. We don't want to miss this opportunity.
No.
Now, do I wish it would have happened in a different time frame? Yes, but we'll do what we have to do because we want to make sure we don't miss it.
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
We'll get it, yeah. Boy, I tell you what, thanks for your extra help on it. So I would entertain a motion.
If there's any other questions, just
go. Oh, are there any other questions, Heather?
No.
Ellen?
I do know that Board Member Young has seen a lot of this with their work on community council, because we also fund this program not just by K-3 reading, but we run this program is also run through our community, our school and trust. So
this is important. It's really important.
And I will tell board members, this is actually the good thing about this. Now that all this work's gone into this, this is going to be able to be used for school and trust as well. I mean, just because there's a lot of information there, and those goals can fit right into school and trust, and they'll be updated goals, which I don't know when they last updated those, but it'll be good. So.
Wonderful. Well, grand. This is grand. So, okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the Tinnick School District Early Literacy Plan as presented.
I second the motion to approve the Tinnick School District Early Literacy Plan as presented.
A motion has been made to approve the Tinnick School District Early Literacy Plan as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that motion passes. So, that work.
Yes, that works. And board members, that's all I had for today. And once again, I appreciate you moving your schedules around to make this happen for our district.
That's good. You know, boy, this is so important. I'm sure glad that we caught that in time and got it done. That would have been not good. So, thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we need to adjourn?
Anybody want to adjourn?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made, seconded to adjourn. We're adjourned.